Hey everyone, thanks for listening. This is me, Marisa Moon, and my codfish green chili with Swiss chard and sprouted lentils blog post. If you love tangy lime, cilantro, and a warm bowl of chili, who doesn't? You'll love this spicy green chili that's packed with leafy greens and protein and gusto. The weather's been teetering in and out of single digits here in Chicago and Indiana. And now it's freezing rain and just yuck. I could seriously eat soup or chili every single day. Did I tell you this is a slow cooker chili recipe? Ah, the beauty of convenience, especially when you're in hibernation mode. My inspiration. This is a recipe from the exclusive e-cookbook I created for the My 6 Method fitness participants. I had to start swapping out old recipes for some new ones, so I thought I'd finally share some of these exclusive recipes with you. So what's My 6 Method, you're wondering? It's a rewarding health coaching program where people participate in a 3 or 6 week diet and lifestyle overhaul. They're guided by the personal trainer and former fitness competitor named Adrienne Hanover. Adrienne and I have been longtime friends. She was even a bridesmaid in my ridiculously large wedding. Adrienne has successfully led hundreds of clients through fat-shedding transformations with her dairy-free, alcohol-free, low-sugar, low-grain diet program because she does things differently. She critiques their food journals twice a week with some real talk, compassion, and expert advice. She provides you with an extensive manual to guide you through her recommendations and how to balance your macros depending on your specific fitness levels. She takes before and after pics for recording your progress, and of course, she provides you with endless fitness ideas and inspiration. You don't even have to live in the area. You can do everything online with My 6 Method. You can check out her website at my6method.com. That's my6method.com. Another cool thing she does with the program is to provide a community for challengers to share their motivations, all their questions and concerns together in a Facebook group where Adrienne and I both get involved. Adrienne came to me in late 2015 asking if I'd like to partner up with My 6 Method because she knew we were on a similar path with health and nutrition, and more importantly, she wanted help creating exclusive recipes for anyone who signs up. And that's where this recipe comes into the picture. I made a 60-page full-color ebook with breakfast, lunch, and dinner ideas for anyone in the My 6 Method program. And since the release of the cookbook, I've added new recipes every season. So eventually, I can share some of my older recipes with you, just like this codfish chili. I don't think people make seafood chili often enough, or ever. I made this recipe because I wanted to show people three things: how effortless a seafood meal can really be, how and why you'd want to introduce sprouted lentils into your diet, and how to pack a ridiculous amount of veggies into one meal for the whole fam, assuming your family is like mine and loves flavor explosions and spicy food. Who's with me? Longevity tips. Sprouted lentils. I highly suggest you take a look at the video when you get a chance here. But let's continue. The key to making the healthiest chili here is to use sprouted green lentils. Sprouted lentils are just lentils that are prepared the old-fashioned way. Make note that sprouted lentils are probably the most nutritious and safest legume to eat. Really, they are soaked lentils, maybe sprouted like the video would show, but most importantly, they are soaked for several hours before cooking. Why? All beans, legumes, grains, nuts, and seeds contain anti-nutrients that are toxic to all mammals when consumed regularly for long periods of time, especially when they are hastily prepared. Some of these anti-nutrients include phytic acid, which I go into detail about in my last post called The Truth About Overnight Oats, and lectins, which we'll discuss right now. Lectins are a category of plant chemicals that are concentrated in the seed of the plant, which is the actual lentil in this case. Seeds produce certain lectins to protect themselves from harm, from insects, microorganisms, and UV rays. And many of the toxic lectins damage our intestinal tract as they pass through our system undigested. We cannot break them down in our body, and they trick our cells into incorporating them into normal cellular functions. Because of this, long-term lectin consumption often leads to leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome known as IBS, heartburn, migraines, allergies, arthritis, and eventually autoimmune diseases like fibromyalgia or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Some of the most common reactions include gas and bloating, symptoms we all consider normal and just live with. Do you ever wonder where the gas and the bloating is coming from? Do you believe it's something you can actually control and avoid? You can. A key way to avoid these consequences and promote long-term health is to switch to sprouted legumes, nuts, seeds, and grains. Fermented grains are even better, but grains are complicated and I'm not really ready to get into it here. Eat grains sparingly or read the links I provide in this post to learn more. It's extremely important to consider this change for whichever foods in this category you eat the most often. For instance, if you eat a lot of bread, pasta, or treats, read that article I linked to and learn how you can possibly make them a health food. If you eat a lot of nuts, then start buying sprouted soaked nuts or nut butters, and you can even make your own to save a lot of money. If you eat a lot of beans, then listen up and I'll tell you what to do below. If you're not willing to spend more on brands that sprout them for you, which by the way, we're very lucky to see on the grocery store shelves now, then you should try doing it yourself, the old-fashioned way. And if you're not willing to do either, then you can join the massive paleo camp who generally avoids all legumes and grains forever. That doesn't sound fun, does it? So here's how you can enjoy lentils, broken down into three categories, from the best, most nutritious way to the least sufficient way. The best way is to soak your own green lentils using this method. Put a half cup of green lentils in a bowl covered with warm water by about 2 inches, adding 1.5 teaspoons of vinegar or lemon, and cover the bowl with a kitchen towel. Leave the bowl in the unheated oven or a warm place for 3 to 7 hours to soak. Rinse those soaked lentils well when you're done and cook as directed in my recipe or any recipe which includes lentils. There's bonus points here if you cook the lentils in a pressure cooker because that destroys the lectins even further. Or another one of your best options is to buy one of the brands that does the soaking and sprouting for us. The two brands I showcase here, pretty much the only ones I'm aware of, are Eden Foods. Eden Organic Foods is a large selection of canned beans and legumes that you'll find at Whole Foods Market. You can also buy them by the case on Amazon. This is the only brand of canned beans I know that actually prepares them properly by soaking for hours and slow cooking with the addition of kombu seaweed, which helps to break down the gassy sugars even more. So True Roots is the company that provided the awesome video showing why we sprout lentils, but True Roots is available in bags and sold as dry beans. And I'm sort of in love with True Roots. They make sprouted quinoa, sprouted brown rice, lentils, and mung beans, and I use them all. You get 8 servings in one bag, or enough for 2 recipes like the one I'm posting here, and all of that for $4 to $6 per bag. You can save big by ordering on Thrive Market, or find them, sorry, that's thrivemarket.com, or you can find them at your local Whole Foods Market and other natural grocers, just call ahead so you don't waste your time hunting for these things. Okay, so the next best solution, the better category, just cooking your dry lentils in a pressure cooker will significantly reduce the lectins. The same goes here for any legume. pressure cookers are amazing, especially ones like the Instant Pot that's trending like crazy by food bloggers right now, and I'm linking to all the time because I'm nuts for it. I went with my gut and I purchased an Instant Pot for my brother and his girlfriend, and boy did I score on that one. They used it 3 times in 2 days. It's a lifesaver, I'm telling you. Foolproof pressure cooking, rice cooking, and slow cooking all in one. You can even brown your food in here and reduce sauces all in the same machine. It's the best. Okay, so the last, most least sufficient way to prepare your lentils is to bring your dry lentils to a simmer in purified water with a couple teaspoons of vinegar or lemon. Once it's simmering, dump out that water and start again. Slowly cook them as usual, low and slow though. Give them time to break down. Eat your unsoaked or unsprouted legumes or lentils, like I suggest in this paragraph, and just eat them sparingly and you'll be fine. Note, if you have symptoms of IBS, leaky gut, or autoimmune disease, I highly suggest staying away from legumes and grains unless they are properly prepared or fermented. Okay, next up in my longevity tips is wild-caught seafood. It really does make a difference when eating wild-caught seafood versus farmed seafood. I'm not going to get too deep into it here, but it's important to understand that no matter the environment they are farmed in, the nutrition is drastically different than that from a wild-caught fish. Fish, which were always caught wild throughout human history, are now farmed and combined, being fed a constant diet of pellets made of cornmeal, soy, and canola oil, even medications and coloring agents needed to reach a desirable profit for the fish farm. And many of them are contaminating our oceans. They're escaping and breeding with wild fish and changing the future for local wildlife and the entire surrounding habitats. Just seek out wild-caught fish whenever possible, especially from Alaska and with a label that indicates sustainable fishing practices. The only exception is oysters, mussels, and clams. To my understanding, the farm raising of these sea creatures does not lessen the nutrition or even impact the environment negatively, so go ahead. Wild-caught codfish fillets are often on sale by me in the freezer section of the Whole Foods Market, and I think it's a great fish to use for stews and curries and bold flavors. Keep an eye out for prices ranging from $8 to $15 per pound because that's an awesome price. Stock up on these frozen fillets. Next longevity tip, Swiss chard. You'll find it hard to believe that almost an entire bunch of Swiss chard is hiding in this chili. Have you used Swiss chard yet? It's much more tender than kale and has a more mild flavor, similar to spinach. Funny thing is that my vibrant 83-year-old Italian grandpa asked me if I wanted all of his Swiss chard from the family farm because it was too sweet for him. I wouldn't usually describe Swiss chard as sweet, but really what my grandpa means is it's not bitter like he prefers his greens. So there you go. It's sweet and not bitter. You might just fall in love with Swiss chard. You'll see all types of varieties at the market like rainbow chard, where the stems are all these vibrant colors. Feel free to use whichever Swiss chard you'd like, and if you see organic, then get it. Leafy greens are sprayed with some of the most toxic chemicals on the farm, and they're prone to illegal chemical residues that are left in the soil from years ago, all of which is pretty dangerous for our nervous system. You can read more about that in the category called Dirty Dozen Plus at ewg.org. Okay, so it's time to cook. When you're defrosting the frozen fish, you want to defrost it because after making this many times with frozen fillets and just throwing them in the slow cooker, I decided it tastes the cleanest. You know, you don't get any of that fishy taste when you defrost the fillets before and you pat them down and then add them to the slow cooker. So to defrost your fillets, just put them in a sealed plastic bag if they aren't already, and set them inside a bowl in the sink and run some cool water over them until they are defrosted. Depending how much fish you have, the size of your bowl, this can take anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. You can save water by just soaking them in a bowl of water without letting the water run and just change the water a couple of times in 30 minutes. So before we complete this, I just want to talk about the salsa verde I'm using here. Be sure to get some superior salsa verde that's made without any toxic oils like canola or soybean, cotton seed oil, or even sunflower seed oil. It doesn't belong in your salsa verde. So buy the brand I'm recommending here. That's actually called Sky Valley by Organicville. And I get that at Whole Foods Market. Or just buy some from your local Mexican store. And then this recipe is freezer safe. So go ahead and freeze your extras. Let me know how you like it. Bye.